This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
But even when they don't, Brandon Marcello is the best at weeding through the post-scrimmage comments and giving us great insight. Brandon, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Awesome. Big scrimmage yesterday inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. Your first big takeaway from that scrimmage was what?
Doesn't sound like they've got the offensive line figured out, and that's their number one question. And one of the primary reasons for that is because Calvin Ashley went down with a neck or head injury. He seems to be okay. He's going to be out for a little bit. But I think they were really counting on Mike Horton, who is their starting right guard right now, and is also splitting time at center, to be able to move to center and have Calvin Ashley emerge as the starter at right guard so they could put that line together. But then Ashley went down with that injury, and I think they're in a position now where they're not going to be able to figure some things out maybe for another, oh, goodness, week and a half or so until maybe school starts on August 20th, which puts them a little bit behind schedule because they were wanting to potentially as early as today have their starting offensive line together, and I just don't see how that's going to happen. And as we all know and we've been talking about, that offensive line is the number one thing that has been an issue for them going into this year. It's their biggest weakness. And with Calvin Ashley going down with that injury, they're probably not going to be able to do quite what they want to do. And they just don't have the depth up there, especially along the right side. And these next few days, these next few practices are going to be very interesting to see what they do and see if they try to move forward without him or if they try to wait and just figure things out at a later date.
I know there's a lot of fall camp left, but right now, how surprised would you be if Cam Martin doesn't get that first touch against Washington?
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I mean, you know, I think he'll be the starter no matter what happens the rest of fall camp. Now, having said that, it certainly sounds like it's going to be him and Dartavius Whitlow getting the carries, splitting them, so to speak, and then maybe a little bit of Asa Martin peppered in there. So, not surprising. In fact, goodness, I think we've been reporting since March or April that it's been these three guys in order, Cam Martin, Dartavius Whitlow, and Asa Martin. And I can tell you right now that's the same exact order it was at the scrimmage yesterday. So I think that's what they're going to go into the opener with against Washington. I think Cam Martin will be the starter, but I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Dartavius Whitlow and a little bit of Asa Martin in there because they've been very, very impressed with him since he's been on campus back in January.
Brandon Marcello is with us. You can follow him on Twitter, at @bmarcello. He is the editor and writer there at Auburn Undercover. Great time to join up right before football season to get all the great practice and scrimmage information from Brandon and the gang there at Auburn Undercover, part of the 24/7 network. Brandon's on the Bud Light Orange hotline. Yesterday, Jarrett Stidham was made available to you guys after the scrimmage, and while he didn't say what I'm about to say, that don't expect me to throw to Ryan Davis as much this year, he kind of said that, and it's no knock on Ryan Davis. He was just talking about other receivers and how Davis led the conference in receptions, but that might not be the case this year.
Yeah, I asked him, you know, with you guys talking up so many of these receivers, is this going to be the year where you guys spread it around a little bit more, where you're not so one-dimensional as far as what the skill set of each player is? I mean, Darius Slayton was your deep threat guy. Ryan Davis was your screen guy. Will Hastings was your double move guy. And that he kind of answered with, yeah, I think we're going to spread it around a little bit. Darius Slayton has worked to be more of a, I would say, maybe a two-dimensional receiver with intermediate routes and the deep routes. Nate Craig Myers, who was a top four receiver last year but only had 16 catches, they've been really giving him a lot of opportunities here in the preseason. And then, of course, Ryan Davis is Ryan Davis. He continues to do what he does. I think that they're going to have to spread the ball around a little bit more this season to be as successful as they were offensively last year, if not better. I mean, last year they led the entire SEC in scoring offense in SEC games. They're averaging 37 points a game against SEC competition. And if they want to continue that, I think they've got to spread things out. And I think the coaches know that too, because they can't do what they did last season and be as predictable, so to speak, with the skill sets of certain players. And especially with the running back situation the way it is now, I don't think this is going to be a team that, you know, gets as much production from one single running back as a bell cow as they've been used to over the last five seasons. They're going to have to spread things out there too. So I think this is going to be an offense where maybe every week or every other week there's a different receiver leading them in catches and yards. And then at running back, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something similar as well. Now, you've got to set up your stars and be consistent with that so you kind of know what to expect week to week when you go into game plan. But at the same time, you got to kind of keep people on their heels, especially when you have a quarterback as good as Jarrett Stidham. And based off what I'm hearing in practices, you know, the sign of an NFL-type quarterback is when the quarterback gets on the field and starts throwing the ball, he automatically makes the receivers better. I always go back to when I watched Eli Manning at Ole Miss. I mean, he didn't have the greatest offensive talent, but, man, he moved the ball down the field and got the receivers, threw him open. Stidham's starting to do that a little bit more. He didn't throw a single interception yesterday. He was hitting several targets, several receivers, spreading the ball around. And I think that this is the year you're going to see him kind of elevate the play of everybody else around him, rather than just kind of hitting Ryan Davis over and over and over again for a screen pass and then going deep downfield to Darius Slayton.
I give you credit.
Guys open.
I give you credit for this because you did the drive around with Gus Malzahn, but now I see him, you know, ordering Taco Bell with our friend Lauren Sisler. He's with Marty and McGee talking biscuits or cornbread. And you started this with your ride around a little bit with Gus Malzahn. It does seem like there's a little different feeling now that he's got this long-term contract with Gus, at least with the media. Do you see that around the team? Is there any a different demeanor of Gus Malzahn this year around the squad?
No, I think he's about the same with the team. And yesterday, as far as with the media, he went back to being his old self.
It's football time, right? It's season, right?
Yeah, he spoke for about 8 minutes, and I don't know if I used a single quote other than the Calvin Ashley stuff. He was not very detailed. He's the type of guy who goes, you know, ask me a couple weeks, and then 2 weeks happens, and you ask him, and he's in this type of mode. He knows what's going to happen. You know, I think he was looser the offseason. I think he's looser from the standpoint on the field now where he knows he's not going to get fired. So he's got some more confidence in himself and also his assistant coaches, which is a great thing to have going into a season. And it'll be interesting to see how he reacts when the season starts, because it's a different thing to say, hey, I'm going to do this, and then you get on the field and grind time and you're down 14-6 to Washington in the third quarter. How do you react? You know, we've seen how he's reacted against Clemson in the past and LSU and some of these other teams early in the season. How's he react this year if they're down early? I think that'll be a testament to just how much different of a coach he's become.
He is Brandon Marcello. Follow him on Twitter at BMarcello, and you can read him at AuburnUndercover.com. Great time to go subscribe with all the scrimmages and closed practices. They get some great information for you there as Auburn fans. Brandon, we thank you for the time, man. Great talking with you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.